Murder of Congress Legal Director Rocks Border State in Mexico. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 2, 2023. Authorities in the border state of Nuevo León continue investigating the murder of a top politician who served as the legal director for the state's Congress. The high-profile murder sent shockwaves through political spheres in the state. The murder occurred on Monday night in the suburb of San Nicolas in the Monterrey metropolitan area. A group of gunmen shot 45-year-old Ricardo Flores Suarez and injured two other victims. Flores Suarez, the legal director for the Nuevo León Congress, was in the cafeteria area of a local soccer field at the time of the attack. He lived a short distance away from where he was killed. El Poder Judicial del Estado de Nuevo León lamenta el fallecimiento del LIC. Ricardo Flores Suarez, director jurídico del H. Congreso del Estado, nuestras condolencias para su familia. pic.twitter.com/x9pj. Poder Judicial NL, et Poder Judicial NL, August 1, 2023. The victim was a longtime National Action Party, PAN, member who had been a federal congressman twice and was a current key member in their state's political structure. Con profundo dolor, hoy nos despedimos de un gran amigo y compañero panista. Ricardo Flores Suarez, director jurídico del H. Congreso del Estado, ex diputado federal y ex síndico de San Nicolás de los Garza. Descansa en paz, querido Ricardo Flores Suarez. Asociación Nacional NL. Circle, pic.twitter.com/zifx7ft7d. Pan Nuevo León, at Panelemex, August 1, 2023. The murder sparked much controversy in Nuevo León, where the state Congress has been constantly at odds with current Governor Samuel García. The governor is a member of the Citizens Movement Party, Movimiento Ciudadano. García often accused the legislative branch of trying to block his projects, while congressional leaders called for action at a time when one of the chief complaints in the state was the rising violence. An unclean militanto en cono entre el gobernador et Samuel underscore García's y el Congreso del Estado. El asesinato del asesor jurídico del poder legislativo debe ser aclarado, hasta las últimas consecuencias. En aras de la democracia, el Estado derecho y la paz y tranquilidad social, así. pic.twitter.com/i42e90his6. Liliana Flores Benavit, at Flores Benavit, August 1, 2023. The governor has not made any statements about the murder but has been active on social media promoting his trip to India, where he is trying to lure Tata Motors into investing in Nuevo León. Uno de los objetivos de la Unión de la India es reunirnos con Tata Motors que es dueño de Land Rover y Jaguar, empresas de autos de lujo. Viene más inversión y empleos para Nuevo León. Samuel García, at Samuel underscore García's, August 1, 2023. Nuevo León State Congressman Waldo Fernandez, who hails from the Morena Party, told Breitbart Texas that the state is undergoing a rough period of violence where the criminal element is taking advantage of the political division which is fueling the lack of security and ungovernability in the region. Fernandez is calling for more communication and cooperation. This is something very complex that we are living through, Fernandez said. We need to already install a security and dialogue council because, in my opinion, there is no coordination within the various authorities due to the lack of trust among authorities due to the political confrontation. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.